The decade is nearly over, and in celebration? I don't know if it's a celebration, but I'll go with it. So in celebration of that and the year 2020 coming by very fast, I thought I would do my prediction for the year 2020. And I think it will be kind of fun to listen to this back at the end of next year to see how much of my predictions are correct. Now, I'm basically doing these predictions based upon industry knowledge and being someone who is pretty in the know when it comes to online business. Now, with that, I want to know what your predictions are. So just take a screenshot of this and share on your Instagram story or on your LinkedIn profile. Take a screenshot of this and share on your Instagram story or on your LinkedIn profile saying what you believe to be what's gonna happen in the next year, okay? So share your prediction, and obviously this can be really beneficial to your business and your brand, because the prediction can be something related to your niche. So let's just say you're in the dating space, maybe your prediction is gonna be that Hinge is gonna overtake Tinder, okay? That's just an example, right? So anyhow, I'm gonna be sharing a few. They range from online business trends to technology to mindsets to social media, all the things that I think are coming next year. And I'm pretty certain that these things are actually gonna take place because I already see them happening, and it's after a lot of careful research, okay? So with that, make sure to share the screenshot and tag me at Lauren Tickner, LaurenTickner. Obviously, my name's Lauren Tickner on LinkedIn as well, so you can tag me on there. And I look forward to seeing it, I look forward to sharing, and I look forward to commenting. And it's just gonna be really cool to see what people think is gonna be coming in the year ahead, but also the decade ahead. So as I'm filming this right now, I decided I'll do a sneaky little bonus as to what I think is coming in the decade ahead, and I'll save that one for the end. So I guess with that said, let's just dive straight into it. Again, if you haven't subscribed on whatever podcast already you are listening to this on, make sure to please do so right now and just tell one friend about this podcast, please. So first things first is that when it comes to online business, I think next year and in the next decade, and honestly just way into the future, I think that online business is going to become more and more competitive. The barrier to entry is significantly and rapidly decreasing. So nowadays, you don't even need a laptop anymore to live the laptop lifestyle. All you need is a phone. That's all you need. You can have a multi-million dollar business just from your phone. It's absolutely crazy, because there are things like Slack, which you can use to communicate with your team. There are things like Zoom that you can use to do free calls with clients. There's things like social media, which mean that you don't need a website. It's absolutely insane what can be done. So the barrier to entry is incredibly low, but there's sort of two sides to this. Now, there's one side in which you're like, yes, I can get in really easily. I don't need a degree. I can do it. Woo, 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 all that, which is amazing. And it's great for the people who are good at what they do, but at the same time, it means that there are more people doing it, which therefore means that there's more competition. Again, that's not a problem if you're good at what you do, but it's just something that's pretty important to take note on. Now, the problem is, when there are people out there who have a low barrier to entry to get into the online business space, and when I go through all of this, I'm specifically talking to those of you who help people in some way, shape, or form, or businesses. So maybe you're a coach, or you're a therapist, or you're a consultant, or you're an online course creator, or you're a content creator, whatever it happens to be. If you're sort of more service-based, then typically this will apply to you. Again, I can't comment on product-based businesses because I don't have the knowledge in those topics, but when it comes to service-based online businesses, I'm your gal. So anyhow, obviously more people are getting into the market. And again, if you're good at what you do, this isn't a problem. However, there's a problem for the industry as a whole, because with a lower barrier to entry and more people entering the market, the issue is that people who aren't good at what they do, well, they're gonna be entering and they're gonna be selling low price things, and they're not gonna be getting people results. So then that means that the consumer of your offer who would normally be an ideal client, they're going to be a little bit more hesitant, a little bit more skeptical to actually invest with you, which is why it's going to be so important that you are even better than ever, that your results that you get your clients are so good. So this is going to require you maybe investing in a team to add to client fulfillment, to make sure your clients are being taken care of. And I don't just mean customer support. I mean like actual properly good people, right? So I just hired 4 new coaches and consultants to join my team to make sure that my clients get the best results possible. And I think I will, in the new year, I will do an episode where I bring them all on so they can introduce themselves and what they do, give you some awesome value as well, obviously. We're on Impact Schools podcast after all. Not only that, but it needs to just be really clear as to the outcome that you provide to people, right? Because if there's a lot of competition, it means that there's a lot more messaging out there, which means that you need to cut through the noise by explaining very clearly as to what outcome you can take people through. Now, oftentimes when it comes to this, a lot of people will say, but Lauren, I don't know if I can actually get them that outcome. Or, but Lauren, I can't just, you know, get them the outcome in that short period of time. But it's like, no, you don't get them the whole entire outcome, but you make it clear what you can help them work towards. Just make that really, really clear, okay? So for example, with Impact Schools Academy, our outcome that we want to help people achieve is a consistent 6-figure income. Now, does it mean that they're going to get that 6-figure income in 5 days? No. But we're going to provide them with all the tools required in order to be on track for it, right? And actually really thinking as a business. And then when it comes to Impact Your Online Business, the outcome which that program provides is helping people get their first high-paying clients and ensuring that they actually have a high-ticket offer, which we call an impact offer, that they can market, right? And the impact offer, I spoke about that in the 7-Figure Blueprint podcast episode, so go ahead and listen to that. So with all of that said, there's a very clear outcome of both of those things. And for people, if they don't know which one's which, Impact Your Online Business is typically for people who are newer, and then the Academy is people who already have some stuff going on, but they just want to scale now. Again, if you want to jump into one of those programs, just go to newonlinecoach.com and speak to one of our advisors, and then we'll be able to determine for you which one's going to be best for you. Just sort of like a prescription, like a doctor would give you if you went to the doctors, right? So with the fact that there's more competition, you need to be better. Your outcome needs to be clearer, not only to ensure that your competition don't beat you out of the market, but also so that you can stand out when it comes to marketing, right? This is critical. And so with more competition, if you're getting people better outcomes, it means that you get better testimonials and success stories, which you can then obviously promote to snowball your business. But if you suck and there's tons of competition, you're just gonna get kicked out of the market. And I'm pretty happy about that, honestly. So I think that this more competition, due to the lower barrier to entry and the fact that people are seeing how incredible building an online business really is, I think it's good for people like you and I who are good at what we do. Because people like us, we don't need to worry about competition because we're gonna get people results, and the results are just gonna allow our businesses to grow. Okay, so with that said, the second thing that I'm going to be seeing and that I'm predicting a lot of is more people trying to build out membership sites and things like that. Because people love the idea of passive income, right? People think, oh my gosh, I can just make a membership site and I can just constantly get new people buying into it and I'm going to make loads of money passive. If you follow me on LinkedIn, which by the way, we might be talking about later, but if you follow me on there, you will have seen my podcast episode, or sorry, my LinkedIn post, should I say, about why low ticket sucks when you're starting out. Now look, business is sequential. I just did a low ticket launch, which is why I was saying low ticket sucks, but I just did a low ticket launch because, you know, I'm above the 50K per month rate, and that's the minimum I think you should be making before you do low ticket. But it was way more stress than what it was worth, right? Think about it this way. If you're selling a program for 5K, that is literally, you need to get 10 people into your program to earn 50k versus for a low ticket, you need like thousands of people. Okay. So I'm seeing that more people are going to be trying to make membership sites and just low ticket things because they want this passive income. But what they don't realize is that passive income is a myth. And the fastest way to make the most amount of money is through doing high ticket, right? High ticket wins. There's no two ways about it. And if you don't know what high ticket is, it's essentially a high price program. And the reason why you're able to command a high price is because you're getting that outcome like I spoke about before. So look, when it comes to membership sites, if that's something that you want to do, then by all means, go for it. But just realize that you're not gonna make as much money as you think and that there's gonna be a massive churn rate. Like people might join for a couple months, but then they leave. So it means that the lifetime customer value that on average you make from each person is very low. Very, very low, and you'll begin to resent it, and you'll wish you just started the high ticket, and you'll be like, damn, I should have listened to Lauren, because this happens all the time. If that's ever happened, just send me a message. I would like to hear about it, and maybe we can get you on the podcast, and we can do like a coaching call or something, consulting call. So with all of that said, yeah, I see this happening a lot, and I think it's because there are membership site providers that are facilitating this, but the thing is, those membership site providers, unfortunately, don't make it clear as to the fact that there's actually a better opportunity out there for people, which is actually doing online coaching / consulting, right? So let me make it clear to you as to what needs to be done moving forward in order to stand out in this competitive market. It's not going to be a membership site. It's not going to be online coaching on its own. It's not going to be consulting on its own. It's not going to be an online course on its own. And there's a few reasons why. So it won't be a membership site or an online course or a digital product, because typically what happens is people buy the digital product and then guess what? What happens is these people, then they don't log in and then they don't get the results. So you don't get the testimonials, so you die out, okay? It's not going to be coaching on its own, because people nowadays need more sophisticated sort of software and add-ins and things like that because of all these membership site type things that are popping up, right? And so it's not going to also be consulting on its own, because if you just try and do consulting on its own, that's not scalable. So instead, it's the impact offer, which merges these things all together, right? It's where you're taking people through an online course, which is hosted inside a membership site, which is super affordable to do. And I'll leave an affiliate link to the program that I use to do this, which is so easy to use. And I love it and it's amazing. And it's actually an online course provider. However, you don't just stop at the online course, like I said, because otherwise you won't get people results. You then fuse in coaching and consulting together as well. And so the coaching is guiding people along the online course. And the consulting is then giving them that really personal touch, which is like, okay, in your position, you need this. And in this position, because of your unique circumstance, you need that. And that's where your expertise comes in. And again, like I mentioned, like I hire people for my company to do a lot of these with our clients. And I also do it as well for my VIP clients, of course. And it's because it allows them to get that even higher level of service. But look, when you're starting out, you do it all yourself. That's totally cool and totally doable. Okay, so when it comes to this as well, I think what people need to realize is that moving forward, this is an absolute necessity because people are expecting this type of thing, and it's how you're going to be able to get people the best results, right? Like you are literally going to be able to truly change people's lives through doing this and make a lot of money as a byproduct of that. And so often people are like, oh yeah, I'll get to it, this, but it's like, no, you want to get to it now so that you can start standing out and start getting people better results. Every single day that you don't improve your offer, right? And you try and do something like a membership site or a course or whatever. Every day that you're trying to do that is a day that you're falling behind and people aren't getting the help that they need, which means that the money isn't entering your bank. I was listening to a podcast earlier today and it said that every dollar you, so let's just say you spend $1, right? Now, that's $1 that you obviously don't have. Now, let's say you put the $1 towards something and it doubled every single day. After 30 days, how much do you think that dollar would be worth? Just think about it for a minute. If it doubled every single day for 30 days, it would be worth over $5 million. And so I know I've gone on a bit of a tangent here. However, people are spending dollars all the time on things that they don't need. Whereas if they were to put them towards things that duplicate, then they're gonna get greater results for themselves and their loved ones and their clients. So it's just something to think about. So I think those that are gonna be winning are those that are seriously investing into their business. Now, another thing on this topic of like, oh, well, I see a lot more membership sites and stuff coming up and just popping up out the blue. What is gonna be absolutely fundamental moving forward is having your own unique methodology. So this kind of blends into both the first one about more competition and this one as well. But it's like, you can't just say, oh, I'm a dating coach. If we go with my example from the beginning. Oh yeah, I'm a relationship coach. Oh, I'm a breakup coach. It's like, okay, cool, you're a breakup coach, but like, what does that mean? You want to become known for a special, unique methodology. Now, when I used to hear this, when I would sometimes listen to podcasts where people would talk about the fact that you need your own unique methodology, I was like, but everything's already been done. I can't make anything. But then let's use an example, right? Let's use me back when I was a fitness coach, and then I'll use me with my business now. So when I was a fitness coach, I helped women become strong both physically and mentally. And as a byproduct of that, they would typically recomp and lose weight, lose fat really, and gain muscle. So with that said, I could have just said, oh yeah, I'm a female strength gain coach, or I'm a female fat loss coach, or whatever. And it just doesn't really sound that appealing. However, I said to people, I was like, if you use my strength feed methodology, you are gonna be able to get stronger in the gym, stronger mentally, love your body, blah, 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 whatever. And so because I said strength feed methodology, people were so intrigued. They were like, ooh, I can only get this here. And then they saw the results that my clients are getting, and they were like, whoa, this is the type of results that Lauren's clients get. And so here's another example. I have the money-making messaging method. This is the exact script that my clients are using every single day and that we use as well. It's the formula to take people who don't even know who you are and turn them into phone calls, like literally on demand. You can do it again and again and again with any person that you talk to on any platform, and you can do it in person as well. I've booked calls with people in person just through having conversations with them at events, having followed this conversation structure. Right? That's what the money-making messaging method is. It's a conversation structure. Now, yeah, I came up with this conversation structure and then I gave it a name. And now people know that the only place to get the money-making messaging method is with Impact School, Lauren Tickner's Impact School, right? And so people are literally DMing me all the time saying, Lauren, how do I get the money-making messaging method? And it's awesome because I've become known for it. And so that was something unique that I came up with. However, with my strength feed example, when I was in the fitness industry, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I just gave it a name, and people were then like, ooh, what is this? Like, but it's just simply me telling them to count macros and do weight training. And obviously I gave them their plans and everything, but you don't need to totally reinvent the wheel. Just give your methodology a name and people will come to you for it. This is critical moving forward. And if you don't do it, you're going to get left behind. And don't spend ages trying to think of a name. Again, like what I teach you in the free workshop that we have, which is just that newonlinecoach.com/workshop, which you probably haven't already watched because I don't know why. But in that workshop, I talk you through how you just got to work with a few people for a lower price, never free. You don't want to do that. I say why in the workshop, the online training, sorry. But you work with them and you can just get them to give you a name, or you can give a prize to like some of your followers if they come up with a name, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It just has to be something which people can start to know you for. Okay. So that's my point number two. You need a methodology, really. That's what that all comes down to. You need an impact offer, which takes people to their outcome, and you need your own unique methodology. Number three that I'm predicting moving forward is there's more laziness. People just, they expect everything to be automated for them. But let me tell you right now, manual always wins, right? Let's think about Facebook ads. If you run a Facebook ad and you send people to a webinar and you have people watch the webinar, like you don't know what happens after that. Like, where do they go? You have no idea. Instead, what you need is you need that human to human interaction in between those two things. So it should actually be, you have a webinar, right? But you don't run the ad straight to the webinar. You run the ad to a conversation. Then in that conversation, you send them the link to the webinar. And that's when you start the money-making messaging method, right? Which is when you start asking them about their goals and so on and so forth. Obviously, if you want to get the money-making messaging method, just send me a message on either Instagram or LinkedIn saying money-making messaging method, and I'll sort you out. So with that said, people are expecting automation, but like, it's awkward. Let's say you have a messenger bot sequence all laid out and someone is replying back to it, but then the bot just goes off going all crazy. Now look, when AI improves, then fine, this won't be such a problem, but more machine learning needs to happen until that can come. In this decade, I think that will occur, but in the next year, I don't think we're there yet, right? I just don't think we're there. So again, if you haven't done so already, take a screenshot of this and share your prediction for 2020 so that then I can share it on my Instagram story and also on LinkedIn. It'd be cool to see some of you guys actually posting on LinkedIn, because number four is that LinkedIn and TikTok are gonna blow up. Absolutely blow up. But back to what I was saying just before I dive into that, is that people are so lazy and they just can't, people are becoming less, they're taking less ownership. And that is a huge problem for society, because something goes wrong, they like to blame it on someone. And that can't be how the way of the world goes. Now, because a lot of people are coming, they're just becoming this way, it's great for people like you and I, because we will put in the work and we are willing to, they always say zig when everyone else zags. You know, you are listening to this now, so you're that type of person, right? And that's good. That means that the competition that's coming into the market is gonna get absolutely swept out because of this laziness, right? And so if you're trying to automate everything, just realize there is a time and a place for automation. But when it comes to talking to people and when it comes to trying to make sales, you don't want that fully automated. You need to be getting on sales calls. If you're not getting on sales calls, you cannot sell high ticket, right? You just can't. You need to be really talking to people, speaking to them in the DMs. Again, money-making messaging method is unreal for that. But then also getting them on phone calls so that you can really consult with them and make sure that you are the best person to work with them, okay? As I mentioned, LinkedIn and TikTok in the next year are going to blow up. I think Instagram is going to, it will continue kind of trickling on as it is for most industries. I think sort of those travel influencers, personal brand people and fitness, it will keep blowing up Instagram. But for the most part, for people that don't already have a big following, I think you got to get on LinkedIn or TikTok. Now, I think for the most part, unless you want to become an influencer who's known for kind of just being famous, or you're an actor, or you're a comedian or a magician or something entertaining, if you're entertaining, use TikTok. But if you're trying to build a business which isn't sort of based upon your talent, I guess, like your performing, then you got to be on LinkedIn. Like, there's no two ways about it. Go ahead and connect with me now and say, Lauren, I came from your podcast. Then I'll connect back, right? Otherwise, I don't connect with people. Now, LinkedIn is awesome. There are so many reasons why. I have two podcast episodes on how to start LinkedIn and how to make content on LinkedIn. And I actually have been doing some more trainings for my clients who are inside of the academy on this, because, oh my gosh, I found two hacks to generate leads that no one knows about. And so I shared that with my clients because it is just so unreal. But LinkedIn is going to be amazing moving forward, like beyond belief. Absolutely beyond belief. The reach right now and the reach in 2020 is amazing. Again, like after the year 2020, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it'll be this way for the whole decade. I know that LinkedIn is growing and it will continue to grow and people will start posting content on there. But right now, LinkedIn is massively underserved when it comes to content. So you might as well get posting content on there while other people aren't. And I know a lot of people are going to say, yeah, I'll start doing it when. Okay, well, do it when, but it's not going to be as good as if you were to do it now. Like, don't come complaining in a few years when you realize that you missed out. So that's like my prediction there. When it comes to YouTube, I think YouTube is gonna become more so about really making sure that the information that you are providing is done in more of like an entertaining way. I think that there's, right now on YouTube, there's like sit down videos and then there's vlogs. And I think it's going to sort of become like a merge between the two, because people want information, but they want it in an entertaining way. And I think on YouTube, people want shorter form or like long form vlogs, right? Either a quick little answer or a long form vlog. But seriously, I think podcasting is going to blow up. Like absolutely massively. And the reason being is because people are getting busier and busier. And so the more and more that people are getting busier and busier, they just want to stick something on in the car or when they're on the train or when they're walking or when they're in the gym, and they want to listen and gain information. Now, when it comes to the information, like I really think that at the moment there's so much stuff which is just bland and it's the same. And it's like you need to actually be providing people with stuff, yes, that they can implement immediately. But something that I'm going to be doing is I believe that you don't need more information right now. You need more implementation. So I'm going to be making more content that helps you think about how you're thinking and think in a different way. Because if you're still thinking the same way that you were thinking throughout this decade, then how the hell are you going to grow and become a better person into the next decade? You're not, because you can't do what you've always done and expect a different result. As Einstein said, that is the definition of insanity, right? So with that said, like, I think that when it comes to style of content, and this is my point number 5, you're gonna have to start doing things differently. So do you see what I'm saying throughout this whole entire episode? It's like you need to do things differently than everyone else in order to get ahead, right? And so when it comes to your type of content, you need your own special flair. So what I'm saying is that moving forward, I think, you know, all these different changes are going to be happening, but I think it really boils down to you not being lazy, to you wanting to do the work and going above and beyond, because you're that type of person. You're like me, right? We are the type of people who will do that. And we are the type of people who will also make sure that we are not afraid to invest in our business and ourselves. And so overall, as a whole, for the decade move ahead, I think that the biggest trend in this industry, this online business industry, is that it's just gonna absolutely blow up. More and more people are realizing that life is too short to stay stuck in this rat race. So this decade, I think there's gonna be a huge shift in the corporate environment. And I think it's gonna really come down to more people having their own business or working for smaller businesses so they can have that freedom and have that laptop lifestyle. And maybe they even work for a company, but they just do it remotely. Like my whole team is remote and they're badass as hell. Again, I want to have them all come on the show. But with that said, you know, I just really want to know what your thoughts are for the decade ahead. I've got to get on a call now, so I'm going to go. But again, take a screenshot, share it, tell me what it is. And if you're ready to seriously invest into your business and actually get help from someone who's been and done this whole thing in this previous decade, then go ahead and just go to newonlinecoach.com, click the button, it will take you over to Facebook Messenger, and then we can have a chat and find out how we can best help you. And maybe we'll get on a phone call with you if we feel like we can help. All right, I'll see you in the next episode of Impact Schools Podcast. And I think I'm going to do an episode on my biggest lessons from this year, where this year has been crazy. I've ended my relationship. I have totally transformed my business. I've scaled. We've hit a 7-figure run rate in our business. Oh my gosh. So many different things, so many lessons. Wow, it's been intense. But hey, that's what this is all about, huh? Anyway, I look forward to seeing you then, and I'll see you in the next episode. Love you loads. Goodbye.